You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation. And in this episode, I want to take a pause from the education and marketing automation training and expertise that you're used to on this podcast and speak to the world crisis that we're facing. These are dark times for a lot of people. And I want to not only provide my perspective, but hopefully in doing so, shed some light on ways we as business owners can be a blessing to one another as we're all collectively going through, but it's all affecting us individually. So if you're new to the podcast and this is your first time, welcome, first off and foremost. Again, this is going to be a bit of a break from the norm, but just know you can find this podcast in all main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, whatever podcasting app you listen to podcasts, we're there. If you like what you're listening to, if you've liked what you've heard and you haven't left a 5-star rating and review, please do so. It is greatly appreciated. But I want to jump right into it. I'm going to admit, I kind of feel like LeBron James for my sports fans. And when he was honoring the late, great Kobe Bryant, and he got up to speak to Staples Center at the first home game since Kobe's passing. And he had a script and he pulled it out and he tried to stick with it. And he essentially said, look, I got to come from the heart. So I want to say I do have notes because I want to make sure that I highlight and point certain things. But this is going to be more off the cuff. I feel like these are times where true leadership needs to be displayed in all facets. And I will be remiss to not acknowledge the position that I have, not only in the space of small business and online growth and specific to marketing automation, but also those who I impact and influence in a motivational, personal, professional way. So I want to be mindful of all that. And let me start by saying we are all affected by what's going on, some greater than others, but there is not a soul on earth that is not affected by what's happening. If it's not directly affecting you, it's indirectly affecting you. And whether it's a job loss, being older in age, young and able-bodied, married with kids, single with no kids, American, Chinese, Spanish, African, whatever the case is, this pandemic has changed the world as we know it. We'll never be the same. We've been through something. We're going through something. And we've yet to really get a good hold of what the repercussions will be long term and what we'll look like on the other side of this thing. And just let me say, there is the other side of this thing. We will make it through. I have hope that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, that we as a nation, as a country, will make it through this. We've never seen a response like this to a pandemic like the coronavirus. And it's mainly because we haven't always had the connectivity that we have today. You could argue the absence of technology allowing us to remain distant but connected enabled us to have social distancing as an option. Right. If you think back in the past, whether it's the swine flu or the various forms of the flu that have wiped out millions in our history, various viruses, you'll understand that there was no such thing as social distancing because we just weren't connected enough to even be able to disseminate the message or remain connected in our distance. So technology has really helped us out because you have platforms like Zoom where you can still conduct business meetings, right? You have social media where you can easily create a group and compile or collect people or attract people of the same interest in the same trials that are going through right now. If you've lost a job, you can find a group that of other people who have lost a job, or I'm part of startup communities where when someone gets laid off or loses their job, they join the community and everybody bands together and says, hey, I've got a referral. Hey, I've got an opportunity. Right. So technology has really enabled us to social distance. This is a new term. Right. Social distancing is not something that you will look in the history books and say, oh, in 1980, we were socially distant. Right. This is something that technology has really helped us. Right. So in this time where we have to, you know, I was in the grocery store and they said, hey, keep a 6-foot distance from other people. Right. So in this time where we have to be distant, technology allows us to remain connected. Right. But it doesn't alleviate the pain, the suffering, the worrying and the dramatic life changes people are going through. I don't want to overemphasize the power and connectivity via technology. There's still a lot of people going through. Right. And still a lot of people being affected and don't know how they will be affected. It's like day to day. Right. How this thing is changing. And in the moment of recording this, this is March. We're in the mid-March and we still, I mean, this thing has transitioned so quickly. It went from, hey, be mindful, wash your hands, to school shutting down, to people working from home, like, hey, stay out of the streets. You know, the progression of this thing is really, I've never seen anything like it, never experienced anything like it. So I want to acknowledge that it's impacting everybody in ways that even I can't fathom holistically, right? But let me do this. Let me use my platform and first and foremost apologize to our Chinese brothers and sisters who have been put erroneously in the forefront as the ones to blame for this disease. And I'm speaking to our nation's leadership, calling it the China virus or the Chinese virus from the highest form of office in this country. And it really has enabled the ignorant masses to act harmfully in word and deed towards our Asian friends. And as Americans, we're better than that. There. Trust me, even if it is true that it's sourced from China, that is totally different than calling it a Chinese virus. Those words are very harmful. And I just want to apologize if for whatever that's worth to those of you of Asian descent that may be listening to this podcast or have friends or family that have listened. I've seen the articles. I've spoken to some of you in person. I hear the hurt in your voice. And I'm truly apologetic and sorry for all that you're going through on top of surviving the virus, as if you needed more, right? So this is not a time for blame. It is a time for banding together. And I just want you all to know that I'm sorry. I am sorry for what you have endured, both in your country and in ours. I think that when we step back and really look at what times like this require, it's a delicate hand in love. Right. We have to be gracious to one another and extend love, even in wrongdoing, be understanding and use everything as a teaching moment. You know, it does no good to any of us to really ostracize or, you know, point the finger or claim and blame. And, you know, we have to when I say we, I'm being generous because honestly, leadership has to be better. Okay, let me just be blunt. Leadership in this country holistically has to be better. This is a time where leaders get to, you know, they say pressure bursts pipes, but it also makes diamonds. So in this era, this unprecedented, it's not a time to give leadership a pass. Oh, this is something we've never faced before. Oh, they're doing their best. No, absolutely not. Leadership is not, is not meant to be easy. Okay. You have to make the tough calls. You have to be able to stand in front of the masses and speak intelligently, right? Not use hateful speak or, you know, harming words. This is true leadership. So I can't stress the importance of leadership in these tough times. And it reminds me of John Maxwell. He's one of my favorite leadership authors and leaders. And he says everything rises and falls on leadership. These are times where people are looking to be led and they will follow. If you lead them down a hateful path, there are people through fear and worry will follow down that hateful path. If you lead them down a encouraging, loving path, they will follow that. One of my previous pastors was always driving the point home that you're all leaders. And I remember sitting in service, looking at everybody else like, yep, you guys got it. And when he said that, I was like, well, wait a minute. How am I a leader? I'm just sitting here every Sunday. Like, what does that mean? But it was true because we all have the ability to lead in our lives and within our circles to positively impact those who we touch. We're all leaders. I'm using my podcast and I'll talk about other means of what we'll be doing at Automation Bridge. But I'm a leader to who I can lead. It may not be the world, right? It may not be thousands and millions of people, but those who I'm called to lead, I can be a leader too, which brings me to the question I've been faced. It's been something that I've been wrestling with. And that's what's my response to it all, right? I've read everybody else's, you know, you've got athletes, entertainers, influencers, political figures, friends, you know, random folks that you just kind of find on Facebook. Everybody seems to have an opinion and a thought. And specific to business, I had to sit and think, how does this change how I market and sell my products? If at all, right? Should I pause my effort or should I forge ahead relentlessly, taking advantage of the time because people need what I have, right? Do I issue a public statement or do I simply just stay quiet and let it pass? You know, don't join the masses of people talking loudly and just let my actions speak for themselves. I've been thinking through all of this and tons of questions have been floating through my head and I've probably overanalyzed them. If any of you know me, I will default to overanalyzing before underanalyzing. So my response in this podcast is to whom it may impact and influence. And this is what I've come up with at Automation Bridge as a trusted voice and leader in the online marketing space. And it felt appropriate when, you know, I'm thinking through it, it just felt appropriate to start with a thank you. You know, I want to first and foremost thank all of the everyday heroes who are disguised as workers, your average everyday workers that could not quarantine for the good of those who can, including myself. So that's every healthcare worker from janitor to nurses to doctor aides to doctors and everyone in between that works inside these medical facilities and laboratories across the globe. Whether you're extracting blood or testing blood, whether you're administrating the cure or researching a cure, I've seen the pictures of you all, the videos of you sleeping in the hospitals. I know that you're going home and you're even quarantining yourself to keep your family safe. Thank you for all the semi-truck drivers who keep the economy flowing. They are getting overlooked right now because their quarantine is their truck as they drive miles upon miles to ensure we all have the goods we need to quarantine and keep ourselves and loved ones safe. So thank you for those countless hours on the road that you're putting in. We are truly grateful. I know I am. Package delivery folks, right? From UPS, USPS, FedEx, DHL, Amazon, and everywhere else you can order online that enables us not to leave our house, but still get the goods that we need. And this includes the food delivery businesses like the and workers for local from local businesses that are able to remain like the Lyft and Uber drivers. Maybe not so much Lyft, but Uber Eats, DoorDash, and all of those businesses that are delivery enabled. So again, we can stay quarantined in our houses, abide by what the government is telling us, and still get the food that we need. The employees at all the essential goods stores that encounter hundreds of people daily buying food supplies for their homes, grocery store cashiers, cart pushers at Target, Walmart, post offices, everywhere that you can go right now and that business is still open. There's a cashier. There's a manager. There's a stock person, someone doing the stock. There's somebody when that grocery store closes down is wiping off all of the surfaces while the store is open. They're wiping off all of the carts so we can shop safely. Right. Thank you. Thank you for that. For our law enforcement that remain on their job to protect and serve in the face of a threat that can be far greater than any criminal or dangerous situation they may or may not have ever been in. Right. We can't turn a blind eye to the fact that there are still some people who are ignorant and want to hurt. There are people that may even attempt to try to spread this thing in an effort to cause pain because hurt people hurt people. And now law enforcement has an added weight, right? An added responsibility. So would they love to be quarantined? Probably. But they're out on the job, patrolling the streets, keeping us safe. Thank you for that. For the firemen and women who don't get to go home every day and be with their family. They remain on call to help save lives for any and all reasons. They can't stop saving lives because this virus is here. Right. If somebody's house is on fire, they still have to go and administer the water. Right. Somebody needs health care on the spot. Somebody needs help. Our fire alarm went off a couple weeks ago because we had a small gas or oil fire in our oven. It wasn't a fire. It was just a lot of smoke. And the fire department showed up. And this is right at the beginning of the quarantine. And they were very careful with, you know, shaking our hands or whatever. But they were still very responsive. They walked through our house, made sure everything was fine. And that's when it really hit me like, man, you guys aren't off. I'm at home. You know, I'm off, but you're not. You know, people think about the people who can't visit their therapists or support groups to help them curb their addiction, get help on their behavior, mental illness or whatever those issues may be. You know, I want to be mindful of those people. And that situation just made me think of it. It's just like, wow, who else is getting help beyond just like their house almost burning down. Right. But also thank you for all of the average everyday workers who work in factories, facilities, buildings, and they're essential to the daily functioning of our country that simply cannot quarantine. Okay, if you're mandated to leave your house and punch the clock, I just want to say in all caps, thank you for your service. If nobody has told you this, yes, you are a hero. Your costume is your everyday wear. Your work attire is your costume. But just know you are putting on a hero's attire every time you walk out that door. And I'd like to follow that thank you with prayers for all of the above. You know, again, when I think of everybody who is on the front line of this thing in the form of working, I also think about those who are impacted beyond what I will ever experience, everybody. Right. Like it goes beyond. And this has been the hard part for me is I've been remote for years. I've worked remotely in some capacity for the last 7 years. So this isn't a big shift for me personally. Business has not taken a big hit for me personally. However, dare I stay into my own bubble where everything is good for now and not cast concern, aid, help, encouragement to those who may be experiencing something that I never will. Right. So for those, you know, those entrepreneurs who use this time, right, where the kids are away from school, this was your focus time. to build the business. Listen, I'm holding you in prayer. Like, I get it. My kids are home. Those that your productivity may have dropped, whatever the case may be. Maybe you're a single parent. And now the only window that you had has been taken from you. Also want to send prayers for those who may not experience a healthy home, right? Perhaps going to school or work served as an outlet or an escape for you not to have to remain in a not so safe environment. And now this quarantine has forced you to be in that. To the families and children who rely on school to provide breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner. Some may be facing both a job loss and the increased need to provide food due to schools closing. Right? Everybody who has, unfortunately lost their job and potentially will in this season. I've lost my job before. I know how it feels. And to put a pandemic on top of it where maybe people are not hiring as much. I just want to be mindful of what you could be going through. And then lastly, prayers for all to maintain a positive outlook on this, knowing that we'll overcome this together. We've done it before in the past and we'll do it again. So wherever you're at, you know, whether you have to transition from seeing your therapist in person to perhaps talking to them on the phone or over Zoom. Hopefully the support groups that you guys are going through, you know, I'm mindful. You know, there's people out there that have just stopped drinking, just stopped doing drugs, right? They're kicking the habit and they're going to these support groups multiple times a week to make it through the week. And now they can't, you know. My heart hurts to just envision a relapse, not just for them, but even their family members who it impacts, where their hope is finally coming true that you're cleaned up and now you have this. So it's really a call to action for all of us to help people navigate this new world of connectivity at a time where we have to be socially distant, right? So with all that being said, with the thanks and the prayers out the way, and not like out the way in like a checklist type deal, but just kind of some things that have been on my heart. And let me say, this is not a comprehensive list. I've definitely forgotten some people. Right. So with that being said, charge it to my head, not my heart. I just want to thank all of you who are serving still. In any capacity, and those of you who are listening and staying home, even if you don't want to or you don't agree with it, thank you. Stay off the beaches. Stay. Just listen, everybody. It's a limited time. This is not forever. So for those of you struggling with staying in your home, go for a walk. Okay. And then come back home. Don't go to the beach. Don't fraternize. Don't be in these large groups. The faster we can all just adhere to the laws and the rules set in place, the faster we can get out of this thing. I understand there's conspiracies and thoughts and is this really real? Is it fear induced? It's probably all of that, but it doesn't matter because it's here right now and we need to get rid of it. Okay. So, with all that being said and out the way, I thought, okay, what are we going to do? Right. Like all of that is good. But what are we going to do? What can I do as a leader, you know, in this space? So we're doubling down. We're doubling down on creating valuable content and training to help you create a business that can survive and thrive in any climate. Right. The need is apparent. It's the coronavirus today. Who knows what it'll be 2 to 3 years from now. Right. So in the upcoming months, you can expect to see us use our social platforms in an accelerated manner. Get used to this word accelerate, okay, in Automation Bridge, to get you as much value at no cost to as many of you as possible. One of the things that I realize is that though events happen, they don't often mandate that you shift your audience, your target audience. That's the key to marketing in tough times, right? There's a lot of people offering things for free and discounting their prices and everything. And I have nothing against that. We plan to do some form of free and other types of offering in a different capacity. But your market is your market, regardless of what's happening. So you have to identify, how do I serve my market and not shift to an entirely new audience, that could potentially, sacrifice the value that I give and truly help. So the type of content, the value that we're talking about is going to include software walkthroughs of some of the most used tools. It's I know with people flooding the online space, they're trying to figure out what tool should I use? What's this? And the last thing that I want is a monkey see, monkey do type environment. I just got an email from somebody the other day saying, hey, my coach recommended I get this tool. So I just did it. And it was a bad tool for them. OK, so I'll be providing more videos around walking through the softwares, and it'll be very, very easy to follow and entertaining. Incubator opportunities to get limited access to my private network of marketing professionals to provide a boost in your learning and help you get to profitability quicker. Again, these are time based. Hey, you come in for a certain amount, get access to everything, and then hopefully that gives you a boost in your business, right? Sponsorships and scholarships for new and upcoming automation specialists to learn the best in the world, learn from the best in the world for an amount of months. I was going to say 6 months, but I don't want to cap it or, limit it 4 months to deploy all that you've learned for a business. The biggest, let me tell you, I'm very clear on what I can offer as value to the space right now. With businesses needing expert implementation of software tools integrated to create a stack to fuel their business and scale it without having to hire a bunch of staff to do so is the biggest need right now. So supplying bodies, able expert bodies to do so for as many businesses as possible is not only needed now, but ongoing. So lastly, a commitment to continue to meet the need and serve the space the best we know how. Real relevant expertise that you can leverage for your immediate success. For some of you, you're just getting started with this online thing. You've heard of it and now you can't ignore it. You're here. So we want to just make sure that we're doing our due diligence with respect to marketing automation, that you have a trusted resource to go to and really help you navigate the space. I realize that now is the time to offload a lot of the responsibilities that I've been doing because I can do. Right. And it's time to hire freelancers, employ others, because they're in need. There's people that are in need and overwhelmed. And some of them are going the freelance route. Right. Some of them are going to be working for startups or small companies. So now is not the time to hoard the tasks. And as the CEO, do everything that you can do. Right. To cut costs. And no. Now is the time to say, OK, let me get my SOPs in place so I can hire some help. And in hiring help, I can help the help. Right. And it's a long overdue step. I'm speaking for myself that's needed that I've needed to make here at Automation Bridge. And I'm excited to start it so the external need you all, can be met more efficiently. All in all, it's going to help me make good on the promises of delivering this content consistently while helping those who are willing to help me. OK, so win-win. And finally, I'll be launching a new accelerator program focused on compiling the most brilliant minds in automation across the globe, everybody, into a single community to create the most comprehensive knowledge share space. As well as learning environment to increase the level of automation expertise available for small businesses to hire and utilize. I am so excited about this. This is like my body of work in one, this accelerator program. And the link to it will be in this post. But where else can you go that's singularly focused on marketing automation, but not limited to, can scale across automating all operations in your business? And that is the core focus. That's all we talk about. That's all we teach, train. You're going to be able to learn from people in so many different unique types of businesses. And the reason why it's called our accelerator, of course, it's modeled after the tech accelerators, but it's for the shortening of the learning curve of the marketing professional. if I can get you, if I can teach you this stuff faster, and not just me, if I can leverage the collective mind, the collective brilliant minds I've compiled and are compiling, I can shorten your learning curve. This means you can help that business that much more faster. There's a business that's looking for a automation service provider. They need that to navigate and get past these tough times. So I'm excited to be able to be a source of deploying such expertise into the space. So our dedication remains what it's always been. Empower small businesses to scale with software. That was in the beginning. It is now. We will continue everything that we have been doing, including our philanthropy. If you didn't know, every year we give 10% of our revenue to the local church, as well as keeping an eye out for other opportunities to sponsor and support the next generation of entrepreneurs. Of course, we'll still do that. I'm personally helping family and friends implement software to help them start their business. You know, these are pro bono efforts, you know, operate their church from home. I have a lot of friends who are pastors. You know, how do I run my service, you know, from home now that we can't gather and just live virtually more effectively? There's a lot to be done. And though I understand the limitation of my reach, influence, and impact, I'm doing what I can with who I can do it with. So those who have an ear, those whose ear I have, it's my responsibility, again, as a leader, to speak to that. Okay, to lead by example, but also encourage you all. And hopefully this episode has provided some insight and encouragement of things that you can offer as a small business owner to help weather the storm. Right? How can you take your body of work? How can you take maybe an old idea or a nonprofit effort and put it into place right now? Now is the time, if any. My mentor in life and business has always told me that every for-profit should have a nonprofit arm. Some of you, it's time to birth that nonprofit. Okay. So for some of you, that's what's required of you while you're asking, what can I do? Start that nonprofit, right? And I'm saying this to you as I speak to myself, because this sponsorship and scholarship that I've come up with could very well, the incubator that I spoke about could very well be the beginning of a nonprofit for me. I'm mindful of that. I'm open to it. Again, I've had to shift, you know, this, I'll admit this podcast was not supposed to launch today, right? Like when I say today, whatever day you're listening to this, I had I've got these things months recorded in advance. I had to make a shift to insert this and get it all to you, get it out in a timely fashion. Okay. So I know that I've been fortunate enough to have been more prepared than others, given the nature of my business and the fact that I've been working remotely for some years. And though I'm not stressed in any capacity, I thank God for that. I don't want to overlook and dismiss those who are. So for those of you who aren't worried, it's time for you to help others who are worried. Okay. And hopefully this podcast lifted some weight. Hopefully it was a light for you in some way. And hopefully something that I said not only impacted you positively, but maybe incited and inspired an idea that you can implement and start to help others. Okay. Next week, we're back to our regularly scheduled content around automation. And I'm going to discuss the key to automating any operation in your business. I'm really looking forward to that. But I wanted you to be encouraged. Until then, wanted to let you know that you are on my mind. I am not living in a bubble. I am very aware of everything that's going on. And I just wanted to, like I said, lead in the capacity that I can lead to really be a guiding light in these tough times. So with that being said, who needed to hear this? Who needed some encouragement? Or maybe you just needed to know more about Automation Bridge and the founder. You know, if you know somebody that you say, hey, look, listen to what this guy, maybe we can do something like this, right? Like, let's take a bit of this and put it in a writing and white paper, really, whatever the case is, you know, share this with that individual. All episodes and show notes and all resources that I've mentioned in this podcast will be available at automationbridge.com/podcast. And as always, if you're looking to learn about systematizing your business, I'd like to invite you to register for my upcoming masterclass. It covers the fundamental systems every business needs in order to scale efficiently. This is going to be more important for some of you who need to learn this stuff quickly. That can be found at automationbridge.com/systems. That is systems with an S. So until next time, don't just automate responsibly. Be encouraged. Be encouraged that we'll make it through this. And I'll see you on the next episode.